Menachos chapter 10, Mishnah 1. So this chapter is going to be dealing with the Omer offering, which was brought the second day of Pesach. So the first day of Pesach was Yom Tov, and then the second day of Pesach they would bring the Omer offering. And we'll see that it was a barley offering, so they used to reap the barley at night, straight after Yom Tov. They would go out and they would reap the barley, and then the next day they would come and they would process it and they'd bring the offering. Now the interesting thing about the Omer offering is that it was brought on Shabbat. So if the first day of Pesach was Thursday night, Friday, then Friday night, the second day of Pesach would be Friday night, Shabbat. They would harvest the barley Friday night, and on Shabbat morning they would process it, and they would bring the Omer offering actually on Shabbat. So just with that little background, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, says Rabbi Shmuel, Omer haya boy b'Shabbos mishlosh sa'in, that the Omer was brought on Shabbat from three sayers of barley, b'chol mechamesh, and on a weekday from five sayers of barley. So he held, Rabbi Shmuel held, the amount of barley that you need to get the right amount of flour that you needed was five. That was the easiest. If you took five, you could easily process it into the right amount of flour. But you could process three sayers of barley. You could get the right amount of flour, but it was a little bit more difficult. So he held that on Shabbat, you don't want to increase the amount of melacha. So you would just take three, and okay, so you process it a lot to get to the right amount. But on the weekday, so it wouldn't make a difference, so you would take five sayers of barley. You would take more barley, and then there would be less work, right, to get it to the right amount of flour. But for Chachamim Omer, the rabbis disagree. They say, no, Echad b'Shabbos v'Echad b'Chol, whether it was a weekday or whether it was Shabbos, Mishlosh Hayabor, they would take it from three sayers of barley. So they would take the less amount of barley, and they would do more work. And the reason the sages held this is we're going to see later that they had it when they were reaping the barley, they would have a whole entourage over there. They would get all the people from the town, and they would make a big, really a big spectacle of it. And they didn't want to inconvenience the people. So they didn't want to keep the people waiting while they harvested five sayers of barley, according to the sages. They just wanted, so they just kept them waiting while they harvested three sayers of barley. So otherwise it was a techa, techa for the community. So based on that, the sages said, no, we always harvest three sayers of barley, and then they would process that into the right amount of flour. And the Rambam paskens that halacha is like the sages. So any time they harvested the barley, the omer, doesn't matter if it was weekday or Shabbos, we pasken that they took three sayers of barley that they would then process down to the right amount of flour. Rabbi Chanina Sagan Kanim Omer, B'Shabbos Haya Niktzar B'Yachid U'B'Magal Achas U'B'Kuba Achas. So he held that on Shabbos you would have one person harvesting with one basket and a sickle. B'Chol, and during the week, B'Shloisha, you would have three people, B'Shloish Kupos, with three baskets, or B'Shloish Magalos, and three sickles. V'Chachomim Omrim, Echad B'Shabbos V'Echad B'Chol B'Shloisha. Their sages disagreed. They said, no, it doesn't matter whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos, you would always have three people doing it, B'Shloish Kupos or B'Shloish Magalos. And those three people were there, we'll see later also, to be part of the fanfare and the etc., to make it like a big thing. And so they disagreed with him that on Shabbos you just have one. They held you always have three people to get three sayers. It's not, doesn't matter if one person's harvesting three or three people are harvesting three. It's the same amount of melocha, of Shabbos melocha. So you don't change that, say the sages. And again, the Rambam paskens like the sages. So it would come out that because we hold like the sages, there's no difference in the harvesting process between the weekday and Shabbos. You'll always have three people doing it. You'll always take three sayers of barley, and that's the way that that we paskin, that's where the halacha comes out.